Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as the sun rises, Lord, so you arise with healing in your wings, bringing our understanding in line with your heart, your faith, your purpose, your kingdom. That's a reality to you and therefore a reality to us that must come on this earth as it is in heaven. So thank you, Lord. Your will be done. Your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 to 15. We are not keeping this quiet, not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, I believe it, so I said it. We say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master Jesus will just as certainly raise us up with you, alive. Every detail works to your advantage. And to God's glory, more and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise.
Hallelujah. It's just so wonderful. Yeah, we can just perceive again, you know, that this beautiful world was made for us. It was made even though God predestined man even before the world was made. So this world was made for man to meet his God, his Father, his heavenly family, and then wake up to their plan, their answers for this world. So everything belongs to God, and praise God, He chose to make us in His image and likeness, spiritual beings. And now it's so important. Jesus says, when He comes, will He find faith? And that's what He's always looked for. He works, and when He sees a heart turning towards Him, that's where He comes and He saves and He sets free. Sets us free by the Spirit, and then sets us free in revelation knowledge as He leads us on a daily basis. And so we arise and shine, because when Jesus died, we died. When Jesus was raised, we were raised. As He is, so are we in this world. We can see that beautifully in the beloved disciple John's letters. And therefore, we can have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. And He is the one, when we have surrendered to Him, He's the one building us up, leading us step by step into the wonderful love plan that He's got for us. Because He didn't just make this world for us. He made us to partake and fellowship and be a part of the family. And that's why it's so important to draw close to and to get faith. So we believe and therefore we speak. We've got the same Spirit of faith. Peter says it so beautifully. This faith that the Lord inspired him with is the faith that God has in us. He's got faith in us. That's why he made us. And then when we got lost and we believed lies, He sent His Son to bring us back to the right faith, so that we can be in right relationship and we can be His fragrance. So we've got the same Spirit of faith as the disciples. We built on the foundation of Jesus Christ and the disciples and the apostles. We've got the same faith. We've got the same Spirit, you can say first. And then because we've got the same Spirit, we've got the same faith. But that faith is the unique leadings of God on a daily basis. So we need to just stay in faith. Amen. Whatever is not of faith is sin, missing the mark. Stay in faith, stay enlightened, and you stay blessed and you stay encouraging others out there as well. The beautiful Spirit, just because that's what it's all about. This goodness has come to us because it's been made available to everyone in this world. So we've got to arise and shine, take hold of it, enjoy it, and then make the world jealous. Shine your light. Be the answer, not the problem, the light, not the darkness, the blessing, not the curse. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.